Transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming students seeking hormone therapy currently have to get written consent from a counselor before starting treatment. Starting this spring, doctors will give students information about the treatment, and students will make independent decisions. Shannon Juniper Numico is with University Health Services. She says this is about getting rid of barriers.
What we're trying to pay attention to and work to resolve is that trans healthcare has different requirements for access. So, you know, you might go to your provider and ask for a prescription for birth control or another medication. They don't send you to a mental health provider.
UHS started providing trans-inclusive health services in 2012. Mary Lee Williams, Wisconsin Public Radio.